people that don't have that understanding of God. They don't have that assurance. And so they're living a very difficult existence. But we have the ability to know God and to know Him in such a way that whatever we come in contact with, we can bring it to Him and have the understanding that He will bless and help us in every needed way. I'm glad about that right now today. Because I come to situations and circumstances in life to where I don't know what to do. And even if I did know what to do, I couldn't do it.
Right.
And if I didn't know what to do and I couldn't do it, God knows what to do and He can do it. And I thank God right now today for that. I'm encouraged this morning to go on for the Lord. I'm encouraged this morning to be a child of God like He want me to be. And I'm desiring your prayers, not only for this message and this hour of service, but I'm desiring your prayers that I be that man of God that He's calling me to be. I know that there's a lot that is hanging upon that. There are souls that need to know the Lord. There are souls that need to know somebody that's living like you and I are living, and that there's hope in this world. I'm encouraged by the fact that we have a God that can help us to do that right now today. So pray for us as we look into the Word. We're going to talk about God and the fact that He has our back. He has our back. He has our back. He loves us. He cares about us. And when we obey Him, when we are in His will, then He promised to have our back, to be behind us in everything that we are doing by the grace and help of God. So pray for me this morning. I want to get a hold of this. You know, sometimes we have people that tell us that they have our back.
Right.
And they do have our back when times are good and when things are easy.
Yeah.
But when we get to those difficult times, and when we get to the places where even if they could have our back, it doesn't do us any good, then we need to have a great God of heaven that we can go to that has our back in those types of circumstances and situations. God has our back this morning.
Yeah.
He's behind us. He's going to support us, and He loves us with an unfeigned love. When we endeavor to obey and please the Lord, He has our back. Where we have difficulty is when we don't obey the Lord.
Right.
He's told us to do something and we haven't done it. He's told us not to do something and we're doing that.
Right.
We'll find that when we get in those places, then God, He begins to take His support away from us.
Right.
We begin to lose His support because we're not in His will. And so one of the things that we want to understand this morning is to stay in the will of God.
Yeah.
All right? Stay in the will of God. And as long as you and I are in the will of God, God has our back. He's going to support us. He's going to be there for us. May God help us this morning. I have a few scriptures that I want to read before we look into a couple of examples that we want to talk about. One is in Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8. The other one is in Acts 10 and 34. And the third one will be in Luke 21 and 19. Pray for us this morning that we were able to get out what God has for us this morning in the way that He wants us to get it out this morning. All right. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Does anybody have that? If you read it, if you have it, go ahead and read it for us this morning.
Be strong.
All right. All right.
Fear not, nor be afraid of Him.
All right.
For the Lord thy God.
All right.
He is that good that go with thee.
All right.
And He will not fail thee.
All right. All right. Thank the Lord. It says here to be strong. It says in Deuteronomy 31 and 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. All right? And so it says here that we can have faith and trust and confidence in God. All right? When God tells us to do something, automatically what is unsaid is that He has our back. All right? So we can understand that He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to leave us, but we can be strong in Him and in the power of His might. He says, be strong. Be of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. I'm going to go with you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. And Moses, it says here in verse number 7, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto the fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go with thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So this is Brother Moses, and he's giving instructions. Many times the people of God, what their job is to do is to give you instructions. They should instruct you in the direction of what God is wanting for you to do in your life. And so what they are to do is to be an example of what God wants you to do in their life. And then when they give you instruction, they are to encourage you to go forth and do it yourself. You can do it by the grace and help of God. And so Brother Moses was encouraging Brother Joshua. This is one of the people that we're going to be talking about this morning. He's saying, Joshua, be strong. Don't be afraid. Why did he say that? Because there's going to be fear. There's going to be times where we feel weak. There's going to be times where we feel like we are forsaken. But if we're in the will of God, if we're doing what he wants us to do, then God's going to be with us. Even though we don't see him, even though we don't hear him, even though we don't feel him, long as we're obeying God, he is with us. May God help us this morning. The song says, in the sunshine or the shadow, he is with me still. He's with me still. And it talks about all the different situations of life. God is with you if you are in obedience and in accordance to his word. May God help us this morning.
Amen.
May God help us this morning. You know, sometimes we come to places where we don't feel him, and it seems like conditions are getting worse, and we don't understand the instructions that he's given us. They don't make sense to us. May God help us this morning. Obey the Lord. Yeah. Trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. God is going to be with you. He's going to help you. He's going to bless you. Oh, I got another reading here in Acts 10 and 34 to encourage us this morning. This is all about encouragement. I want us to be encouraged this morning. We face a lot of discouragement on a daily basis. Some discouragement that we face, we don't even know that we're facing it. I'll say that again. Some discouragement that you are facing, you don't recognize it as discouraging.
Right.
Because if the devil is doing things in other people's lives, and you're seeing those things, and he's saying things, and there's things that you're coming in contact with, and it can be discouraging, but you're not really registering it. Right? Because when people are doing right, then it is encouraging, right? Well, what about when they're doing wrong? What is that? It's discouraging, but we don't register that. We see something and we say, Lord, have mercy. We see something, we say, Lord, do something about this. But we don't really recognize that there's some discouragement that the enemy is trying to put on us. You see? And so we need to be aware of that. When you come in contact with these things, these are the things that are to take your joy, to take your peace, to push you down. And God, by his grace and help and mercy, is telling you, keep going on for me. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
So we need to be encouraged in the Lord. And so I want to encourage you this morning that God has our back. He has our back, even if everybody else seems like they're going in the wrong direction and they're doing the wrong thing. Is it Acts 10 and 34? Does somebody have that for us? Go ahead and read, please.
And Peter opened his mouth and said,
all right.
Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
All right. All right. And so I want us to be encouraged this morning. He said, why do you read this scripture here? What you can be encouraged by with this scripture, what this scripture means is that what God has done for somebody else, he'll do for you. And so if you remember that Moses was encouraging Brother Joshua, and if you remember that the instruction that we gave you was, as children of God, we're going to have to encourage somebody else. What God has done for me, that's what I'm encouraging somebody else with. God will do it for you too. I know that he'll do it. It says here that he's no respecter of person. If you will meet the condition, if I will meet the condition, then God will be just as good to me as he was to that next man or that next woman. May God help us this morning. So we can be encouraged by the fact that if God had their back in that difficult and that hard situation, then he'll have our back. May God help us this morning. God had Moses' back and he had Joshua's back too. And we'll talk about that this morning just a little bit. May God help us this morning. Luke 21 and 19. Sometimes we get to a place where we don't have the patience that we need. So we're doing what God has told us to do, and we've been doing that for some time. And so what we come against is impatience. That's what we come up against. All right, and so what happens is we've done what we need to do, and it doesn't seem like things are changing. It doesn't seem like things are going to get better. It doesn't seem like we're going to get the victory. And so we began to get impatient. May God help us this morning. The Bible says something about patience. What does it say in Luke 21 and 19?
In your patience,
possess ye your soul. And so we see here, we understand that patience is very important. If I don't have patience, even though I'm doing the will of God, remember I said that if we are doing the will of God, if we're being obedient, then God has our back. And so I'm doing the will of God and I'm going forward, but things are not changing and I'm looking for the victory. And then I can get impatient and I can begin to get weak along the way. May God help us this morning. When we get to those situations, remember this scripture: in your patience, possess ye your soul. God has your back. All right. If he told you to do it, then he's going to support the fact that he told you to do it, and he's going to bring the blessing. Be encouraged this morning that God's able to do it. Let's look at Brother Joshua. I want to talk about something in Joshua, and I want to talk about Gideon. Those are the two examples that the Lord gave me. Again, pray for me. The enemy, he fought for some reason. I don't know why he fought me. I got this 2 weeks ago. He's been fighting me ever since about it. So it must not be important. Must not be something that we need, see? It's something that we need. Yeah. So we're going to go on for the Lord this morning. God's going to help us. Some kind of way we're going to get the victory. Let's go to Joshua 1 and 5, and then we'll go to Joshua chapter 6. Somebody go to Joshua 1 and 5 and read that for us this morning. This is just another time where the Lord has something for us to encourage us with. I encourage you this morning, if you don't have scriptures like these that you can go to and you can grab and hold on to in the good times, I'm encouraging you to get some of these scriptures and put them in your back pocket and walk around with them. Literally. Put them in your phone. Huh? Put them in your phone. Put them in your notes in your phone. And when you get to that difficult situation, I said do this in the good times. So when you get to that difficult situation, you can say, look at here, I got something for you, devil. I got something for you. The Bible said Moses told Joshua way back when, and God told Moses way back when, he will not fail me, he won't forsake me, he gonna go with me, ain't no man gonna be able to stand in front of me. May God help us this morning. This is what I got to tell you today, devil, see? Because he's trying to beat us down, he's trying to discourage us, trying to get us to go back upon the Lord or do something different. May God help us this morning. What does it say in Joshua 1 and 5? All right. All right, get a hold of that. Get a hold of that. What does it say? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Read.
As I was with Moses,
so I'll be with thee. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. May God help us this morning. God's going to give us the instruction, and then he's going to tell us to go ahead and do it. All right? And then as long as you and I are in obedience unto what God has told us to do, this is just this scripture right here, because he's no respecter of person. It applies directly to you. May God help us this morning. It applies to me. He says, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not. He said, no man are going to be able. There's another scripture that talks about no weapon formed against thee shall prosper.
Right. Yes.
All right? So if God told you to do it, then he has a vested interest in it making it happen. All right? And so we need victory in our lives. You and I need victory.
Yes.
Personal victory. We need victory in terms of on the job or dealing with other people, whatever it might be. We need victory, all right? And so what we need is, how do we get this victory, Lord? So we're seeking the Lord. Lord, how am I getting this victory in this area of my life?
Amen.
All right? And then God will give us his instruction, and then we obey him, and then this, he backs us. He backs us. He supports us. May God help us this morning. I'm encouraged this morning. If you already didn't know, I'm encouraged this morning.
Yeah.
I, 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 I recommend you be encouraged. How about that?
Amen.
That's right. I recommend that you be encouraged right now today. Because God is still on his throne. He still loves you and I. He still has a blessing. You hear what the song said? He said, she said, I lay my burdens at your feet. I lay my future, my past, and something else. I'm laying everything at your feet. Why? Because the great God of heaven is still on his throne. He loves you, he loves me, and he's got our back. May God help us this morning. I'm encouraged. I recommend you be that way too. May God help us this morning. I'm talking about encouraged. All right, sometimes we can be discouraged because, and we talked about a few things, but sometimes we can be discouraged because God has told us something to do and it doesn't make sense to us. Doesn't make sense to us. Let's go to Joshua 6 and read verses 1 through 5. And let's get a hold of what God is wanting us to get this morning. Sometimes when God deals with us, he tells us stuff that it just don't make sense to our minds.
Right.
We talked about it this morning. God knows the end from the beginning.
Right. Yes.
See, we are, what the problem is with you and me is we have incapabilities.
Right.
We don't have all the variables. We don't understand everything that's involved. God is not only working in your life, but God is simultaneously working in the lives of others in order to bring the blessing, not just to you, but to all that are involved.
Yes.
So he might tell you to do something that don't make sense to you and to me. Remember your place, Henry. You wasn't there in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, so he was there in the beginning. So he understands what you and I need. He understands, and he's able to make it happen. May God help us this morning. Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Let's talk about sometimes when we don't understand what God is doing, don't matter, we still do what God tells us to do and expect the victory. Expect him to back us. Go ahead.
Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel.
All right.
None went out.
All right. All right.
And the Lord said unto Joshua,
all right,
see, I have given unto thy hand Jericho.
All right.
The king thereof, and the mighty men of valor.
Okay.
And he shall compass the city, all ye men of war.
All right.
And go round about the city once.
All right.
Thus shalt thou do. City.
All right.
The seventh priest shall bear before the ark seven trumpets.
All right.
Ram's horns, and the seventh day he shall compass the city seven times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet,
all right,
all the people shall shout with a great shout.
All right.
And the wall of the city shall fall flat.
All right.
And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him.
Praise God. All right, so here's the play, right? Here's the play. Right? God is giving you, he's giving us the play by play.
Yes.
He's saying here, he's saying, look, go to this city,
right,
take your posse with you,
right,
because I'm telling you what the end is going to be. Did y'all notice in verse number 2, he said, I have given unto thine hand Jericho and the king and the mighty men of valor. It's a done deal. I'm telling you now, it's a done deal. Has God ever told you something that seemed hard to believe? I'm encouraging you, if he's given you a promise,
yeah,
I want to encourage you this morning that he meant that,
right,
and follow what he told you to do and see if he don't do that in your life.
Amen.
May God help us this morning. And so he said, look, get your guys, get your crew, get everybody. You're going to go to this place and you're going to be fighting mighty men of valor and all that. And they got these, if you get a chance, read about those walls.
Right.
Read about those walls, how high and how thick they were. They were a marvel in that time. He said, look, go ahead, get your crew and walk around. What I want you to do for 6 days, just walk around. Have your trumpet folks in front, walk around, just walk around. That's all we gonna do.
Yes.
Huh? Does that make sense to you in your logical mind?
No.
God is going to back and support you and I.
Yes.
God is going to be the one that do the work anyway.
Right.
Even if God let you do the work, he let you do the work, but it's his power that got it done. You understand?
Right.
So let God tell you what to do. Let God tell me what to do, and then do that.
Yes.
But in my mind, I can be hindered by what he has told me to do.
Right. Yes.
I'm in this quarrel with someone. We've had words. We're in a disagreement. And what I need to do, Lord, is explain my side of the story. If I only can explain my side of the story, they will understand and we will be coming together again in love and greatness. I'm going to tell you two things that's hard to do as a child of God. Be quiet when you want to say something, and say something when he tell you to be quiet.
Yes.
We can murmur if we need. We're good at murmuring if we need to. Remember the Israelites? They were the masters of murmuring and complaining. Somebody come in with a bad idea, what they do? They be quiet. That sounds like that's a good thing to do. Let's do that. So the Lord was dealing with something here, wasn't he? And he does the same thing with us. I don't know what the answer is. If I knew what the answer was, why am I going to ask him about it? I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
So let me go ask him, and then when he tell me how to get the victory, how about I do that?
Right.
Because he's going to back what he told us to do. How absurd or unconventional or illogical it may seem to you and to me, he's going to back what he said he was going to back. The Lord said, not only is you going to whoop all them, but I'm going to make the walls fall flat.
Right.
All right. So walk around it 6 days, don't say nothing. Seventh day, walk around it 7 times. And when you walk around that 7th time, I want you to make as much noise as you possibly can. I want the trumpets going off. I want all of that. That's what I want. Well, Lord, why can't we just say, can we at least have a little quiet conversations while we walk? It's a long way around this city. Can we have some conversation? Lord, help us. God is the one that's doing the work.
Yes.
He's the one that's going to back what he told you to do. Lord, help you and me to do what he tells us to do and expect victory.
Yes.
All right. And so the Lord said, no, I don't want you saying anything, but that 7th day, I want you to save it all up for the 7th day. Let's drop down. Go drop down to where they were. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, this is verse number 10. Ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you to shout. And then ye shall shout. And I could read more, but just understand, give it everything you got. That's what he's saying. All right, drop down to 14. And the 2nd day, they conquered the city once. So they're obedient here now. You see that they're being obedient. I find it interesting that he, you know, this is the same group that Moses had so much trouble with. But God blessed them to come to an understanding that this is what needs to be done, and they were willing to do it. May God help us this morning. All right. The verse number 20. So the people shouted. So they did exactly what the Lord told them to do. Fast forward to day number 7, and the people shouted. The people shouted when the priests blew with their trumpets. It came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down what? Now, if you take a bomb and you blast a building, it might not fall down flat. It's usually some is left standing.
Right.
But the Lord said that when they did what they did, according to the way he said to do it, he said the walls is going to fall down flat, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
I want us to get a hold of that. When God wants to give us victory, complete obedience equals complete victory.
Yes.
Whatever he said he's going to do, he's going to do it to the word, to the letter, all right? So the walls fell down flat so that the people went up into the city. Remember the kings? They was going to do the kings in, right? And the men, mighty men of valor, right? So what happened? They went. The people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that were in the city. All right? And so we're talking about a complete victory here.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning. What victory do you need? What victory do I need?
Yes.
And how can I get it? This seems like, I'm not sure, but this seems like this could be a formula for victory.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Let's read about somebody else.
Yes.
Remember, unconventional means, that don't matter.
Right.
Sure.
Look, God could have, by himself, he said, look, stay in camp. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send my angels.
Right.
They're going to tear them up for you, then you take the city that way.
Right.
But what God is, the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right. Yes.
He desires our obedience.
Amen.
He says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
And so what God wants to grow and develop in a child of God is faith, love, and obedience. If you don't love him, you ain't gonna do it anyway. If you don't believe it, you're still not gonna do it. If you're not obedient, you're not gonna get the full blessing.
Right.
So he has to develop that in us. And so whatever we're facing, and we're facing it for a reason, we are to develop and grow in these situations.
Yeah.
God can do things, and he has. When I was a Christian, a young man of God, just barely in the way, some of the things that I came up against, I said, Lord, please just deal with that. I didn't have to do hardly anything. He dealt with it. He took care of it. But he wanted you and I, he wants for me to grow in grace and knowledge, to grow in faith, to grow in our willingness and our obedience to please God. That's part of the journey. How can he get you and I to heaven if we don't have these things and we need it as much as we possibly can? Because he's the one that's leading us where we need to go. May God help us. All right. God is a faithful God. I'm not going to keep you too much longer, but I do want to talk about Brother Gideon.
Yes.
And you may even know the story. If you haven't read it in a while, it'd be a good idea to read about it and get reminded of what the Lord did. There's so many stories. These things really happened where God came down and did a work that nobody can gainsay or do anything about. And so we need that as our encouragement sometimes, because sometimes we struggle along the way. It says here in Judges 6:1, the children of Israel did what? They did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Seven years. All right, thank you. What come first, Joshua or Judges?
Joshua.
All right, Joshua came first, right? They went and they did all that, right?
Yeah.
Had a great victory, right?
Yeah.
Then what? Lord, help us. Sometimes we hard on the Israelites. We say those Israelites, they always doing that. Lord, bless them through something. 10 minutes later, they into something else. What about you and me, though? How many blessings, how many victories, how many things has God done for us? And then not long after, if we're not careful, somebody come along with something that seemed like it might be okay. We're not sure. Maybe we'll try it. May God help us.
Yeah.
It's a careful way.
Yeah.
I've got to be careful about what I get myself involved with. Lord, is this your will? Is this what you want for my life?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you, is it what you want for their life? That's between them and God.
Right.
Lord, is this what you want for me right here, right now in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I need, Lord, is your support. What I need is your backing.
Yes.
And I know that if I be like the children of Israelites and I go away from you, then when I go away from you, I lose that backing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read about it. Judges 6:1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them into the hands of the Midianites. That's their enemies. And the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. Remember, when God was backing them, nobody could stand in front of them.
Right.
The promise was already there. He said, no man will be able to stand against you. Right? But when we disobey, something happens. We lose something, don't we?
Yes.
The hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. So they're hiding, they're running from this enemy. Instead of having this great victory and God going before them and giving them the power and the victory to be victorious, now they're on the run. And the Midianites, they're afraid of this enemy that God clearly has power over. All right? And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor animal. Listen, that not only are they running from them and hiding in the caves, but these people, they invited their buddies. We're going to beat these guys up and we're going to bring our buddies with us.
Right?
So the Midianites invited the Amalekites to come and beat them up. Then they destroyed all the stuff. So what you gonna do now? You was on the mountaintop. You were victorious. You were in the will of God. God told you what to do. You did it. You did great. And then now you're in a situation where you're on the run. They took all your food and they're inviting their buddies to beat up on you. What you gonna do now?
Right.
You see why we want God's backing in our life and why it's so important to be obedient unto God?
Yes.
The enemy, like, he likes to do you like that. Go back on the Lord. You go back on the Lord, he gonna beat you up, and he's going to invite some friends to beat you up.
Right.
He's going to have you on the run. But the word of God is true, and it is right. God loves us.
Amen.
So if you find yourself in that situation on some determined path, what do you do? Cry out to God.
Yeah.
Lord, I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've done wrong in your sight, Lord. You didn't tell me to do that, and I did it. You told me to do this other, and I didn't do it. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy upon me.
Yes.
Do something with me and for me, Lord. I'm on the run. I don't have any options here. I'm encouraging you. Don't get in that position. But if you do get in that position, cry out unto God. You got life. The brother says it all the time. As long as you got life, Brother Tavis, what's that?
Life and breath, there's hope.
Well, if you got life and breath, the brother said better than I can say it. If you got life and you got breath, there's hope. Cry out to an almighty God. Cry out to him. And so that's what happened. We'll pick it up here in verse number 5. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. So the enemies were, get a picture in your mind, as grasshoppers. That's how many of it was. Like a just... Oh, so many people. There's two things to pull out of that. One is, that's a great enemy, right?
Right.
Humongous enemy. Seems hopeless, of course. Quit while you still can, right? We got God on our side. If God be for us, then what? If God be for us, then what? Who can be against us? Who's the majority if God is with us? Who's in the majority?
Yeah.
Always. I don't care what they look. I don't care if they look like ants. I don't care. We have the, with God on our side, we are in the majority. Yeah. God made all of them.
Yes.
You understand that? That's the difference.
Right.
God made all of them. God is allowing them to live. Yes. What's the song say? By his breath I live and move, even his very mind he give me, and his faith and life and love. What I want you to focus on is, by his breath I live and move.
Yeah, true.
If God don't give you and I breath, it's over. It doesn't have to be a cause.
Right.
True.
So they're looking at this great and humongous obstacle, this battle that seems very much unlikely. They don't have any food to even get energy to fight with.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
All right? And so it says here, Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. Verse number 6, the children of Israel cried unto the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. They cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. The way it is in my mind, I may be wrong. The way that is in my mind. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, he'll come in and sup with us.
Yeah.
All right? The way I have this in my mind is, God was looking at the situation the entire time.
Yeah.
He had the prophet on the ready. He had him waiting in the wings. Lord, is it time to go? Not yet. Lord, is it time to go? They ain't humbled themselves yet.
All right.
They ain't quit with their foolishness yet. So you can't go yet. But when they meet that condition, when they cry unto me in spirit and in truth,
yes,
when that broken spirit and that contrite heart come see me, then I'm going to send you with a good message for my people.
Yes.
Because see, what we're not understanding is we're still his people.
Right.
How do I know that? Because I've been there. In my relationship with God, I wasn't always, I had some failures. I've messed up. Well, get quiet now for what? You know about it. You done had some failures too. If you're honest with yourself and you're honest with the Lord.
Yeah.
And God, in his grace and mercy, looked down upon. I'm not telling you to be a failure, I'd be a failing Christian. But if you have failed, ask God to forgive you. He still loves you. The Bible said he's married to the backslider.
Yes.
And so what God did for me in those low places, my feelings were hurt, and Lord, I don't think I can do this anymore. And I keep messing up, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Please have mercy on me. If you can help me, please help me. Because I know nobody else can. That's how I came to the Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And what did he do? He was waiting on that. That's all he was waiting on. He was waiting on it. He said, you're failing because you disobeyed. You've lost my support. You've lost my backing. That's why you're failing. Humble yourself. Admit that you're wrong. Ask me to forgive you, and then I'll return my backing to you.
Yeah.
You'll have strength. You'll have power. You'll have might. You'll have victory by the grace and help of God.
Yeah.
May God help us.
Amen.
May God help us. Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. Verse number 8. Which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I bought you up, have you forgot? I bought you up out of Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptian and oppressed you and drave them out from you and gave you their land. Don't forget about that. I'm still God is what he's saying. And as I said unto you, he said, I'm reminding you here. As I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Don't be afraid of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. All right, and there came an angel of the Lord. I'm going to paraphrase this because I'm running out of time. But what ended up happened, and I want you to read this on your own because you need to get a hold of this. What happened was God dealt with them, and they responded.
Amen.
They responded.
Sure.
They had some idols set up. Remember, them brothers, they love them idols for some reason. So they had some idols set up, and they had to go away from that. They cast down them idols, and there was some backlash behind that. But Brother Gideon said, no, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're sticking with the Lord. And then you know what? Along the way also, there was, Brother Gideon needed some encouragement. He needed a sign. Do you know that the Lord will do that too?
Yeah.
Lord, I need you to, Lord, listen. I'm not telling you to put your faith and your trust and your confidence in the sign. If you don't get a sign, know that the Lord has your back if you're obeying God. If you don't get one. But God gave him several signs, and I want you to read about that. Read through the rest of it on your own time. But I want to jump to chapter number 7, and let's talk about the unconventional means that the Lord used. All right. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying to get done here. Pray for me. I want to get it through, but I want to get it right, though.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. It's one thing to get through, but you got to get it right, too.
Yeah.
All right. And the men of Ephraim said unto him, verse number 1 in chapter 7. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod. So the hosts of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hills of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee, they are too many for me to give the Midianites unto your hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me.
Right.
So what happened was they had a certain amount of people. I think it was about 30,000. And the enemy had about a 5-to-1 ratio, about 150,000 or more. All right? And so what the Lord said was, I'm going to do this.
Right.
And so, again, unconventional means, again, something that God has told you us to do, and it doesn't make sense to us, follow it anyway. If you know it's the voice of the Lord, follow it anyway.
Yeah.
And so he said, the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many. So it's about 30,000 against 150,000. So in our minds, we're thinking, we need all the people we can get.
Right.
We need all the help we can get. We're already on background here. All right. And it says here in verse number 3, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So about 32,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had 32 people that was scared. He said, I don't want them in my army. Want to encourage us this morning. Where does courage come from? Where does courage come from? It comes from the Lord.
Yes.
If you are a person that is naturally a fearful person, there's something that can be done about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yes.
Those people that were afraid, God, listen, I want you to understand something. I'm going to fast forward to the end of the story.
Yeah.
Who won that battle? Gideon won that battle. So he really could have, God knew he was going to win that battle. He knew that. Those people that were afraid, they could have went too, because but God in his wisdom said, I don't want that in my army.
Right.
And I want to encourage you this morning. I'm not the most courageous person about everything, but I know that I have God with me.
Yeah.
I know that God can help me in all of these things. I know that I have his support as long as I obey him.
Yeah.
And so they lost 10,000. All right? And the Lord said unto Gideon, because see, God, this is God that's doing this. Lord said unto Gideon, verse number 4, the people are yet too many. So now we went from 150,000 against 30,000, a 5-to-1 ratio. Now we went a 15-to-1 ratio.
Right.
150,000 to 10,000.
Right.
Lord help us. God's going to do what he's going to do. We got to trust him. We got to stick with him. All right, he said, it's still too many, yet too many. Bring them down into the water. I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee. And the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. The Lord had said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou bring by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand in their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. 30,000, 10,000, 300. It don't seem like it makes sense.
No.
Don't make sense to me and you.
Right.
The rate, what's the ratio now? 500 to 1. May God help us.
Yes.
Obey the Lord.
Yes.
Obey the Lord if it's only three of you. You hear me?
Yes.
If we get down, God forbid, we're going to keep everybody we got and get some more.
Amen.
But if it get low, if the numbers get low, and people began to go away, for whatever reason it might be,
yes,
you and me, we got to stick with the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
We got to stick with the Lord.
Amen.
Because guess what? He wins. The brother said it last Sunday. He wins, and that's the truth. Yep. So they're down to 300, a 500 to 1 ratio. All right, but the Lord knew what he was going to do. All right, and the Midianites and the Amalekites among all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. I picked it up in verse number 12. When Gideon was come, behold, there was a man told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread crumbled. All right, I'm going to need to move down. And he delivered the 300 men into, verse number 16, into three companies. All right. And so again, we're down to 300. They still have their 150,000. The Lord, he divided the three companies into 100 men each.
Right.
All they had was trumpet. Where's the guns? Where's the knives? Where's the atom bombs? We need something because we're up against a 500-to-1 ratio, right? And so it says here in verse number 17, he said, and he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that I do, and as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, there go them trumpets again. I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp. So he put them in different groups around the area, all right, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew their trumpets and brake their pitchers that were in their hands, so they're making a lot of noise. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake their pitchers that they held, and the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Bethshittah and Zarathrah and the border of Abel Meholah and Tablath. The point is, they began to be afraid. There was 300 of Gideon's men with some trumpets and some noisemakers. The enemy began to run and to fall upon each other and fight themselves. I'll fast forward for you. Yes, they had a great victory. Yes, Gideon and his people conquered that time because the Lord was backing them.
Yes.
All right? And so I want us to understand this morning, there's something else that people don't understand. The Bible says one can chase a thousand, one can chase a thousand, two can chase 10,000.
Okay. Right.
There's a reason for that.
Right.
There's a reason for that. I want you to think about the previous story. They walked around a few times, let's say 13 times, right? One each day for 6 days, and then seven times the seventh day, so that's 13 times.
Yes.
They made a bunch of noise, the wall fell flat, they killed everybody.
Yes.
Guess what? The enemy knows that.
Yes.
It's a reason why when they start making that noise, it's a reason why the enemy fled, because the enemy knows that God wins. He knows that.
Yes.
And he knows that little old you and little old me, if all we got is the backing of the Lord, he knows that's a formidable power and a formidable foe.
Yes.
And so what he does is he tries to threaten you and discourage you and do all manner of foolishness against you to get you to quit, because that's the way he's going to beat you.
Yes.
He can't beat you if you stay in the will of God and God is backing you. You can't lose.
Right.
He knows that. And so I want to encourage you this morning to know the will of God.
Yes.
Stay in the will of God. Obey God and see if he don't bring you through to victory. May God help us this morning. I appreciate your time and your attention. I know I went a little long and I'm sorry about that, but pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.
Yes.
I want to do what God wants me to do, and most importantly, I want to please him. If I've got the mindset to please him, I know that I have his backing. I know that in the end, I will be victorious. I pray for you. You pray for me. Thank you.
Amen.